כן, אז אנחנו היום בשיעור נשים בנושא...
Yes, so we are in a women's lesson on the topic of spiritual progress out of joy. Spiritual progress out of joy is the topic today.
I don't have what to say. I don't see women before me on the screen yet. The men don't want to leave. The women don't want to come. What should we do?
So we'll go to Women Info.
Where are they? Oh, yes, please. Sigal.
Yes, hello, good evening, everyone. We're very happy and excited to be here. We're going to start with a report, with an update from Itai Rafaeli. Itai, please.
What is he doing there?
Each time I'm in here, because the women ask me to join them in order to explain how to prepare for a question, so that throughout the lesson it'll be as pleasant as possible. I'll say a few short things. Let's all pay attention to when we place the question mark, that we will be on the main screens. We'll be in front of Rav. We'll be in front of the friends that broadcast. So let's pay attention to a few things that we need to do before we click the question mark. First of all, let's pay attention that we are five friends with the camera open, so I won't be on my own or with one or two other friends. We need to have five friends with their cameras on. Each one needs to be awake in front of the camera, that they don't have any disturbances. And remember, when we ask the question, we are representing the organization. We're not just representing our own tent, we're representing the whole organization. And when you do the question, do a sound check beforehand. Check with your friends in the tent, not just asking if they sound okay. You can say a whole sentence, you can count to 10, you can ask the question itself. And the friends will be able to give you feedback if they hear you well or not. The next thing, as soon as you see the red sign that says on, that means you can speak. That means that you're on a broadcast and we can hear you. And it's important to pay attention that because we hear you, you need to click on the mute button when you're finished speaking, because your microphone stays on for the whole broadcast unless you click mute. So these are a few of the important things, and we know how exciting it is when you ask a question on broadcast that we are in front of a few thousand people. And this is why we are helping everyone. And how are we helping? Through the chat. Each one will get a message in the chat. Let's say that Norma has a question mark, and all of the friends in our tent will get a message in chat. So we should pay attention that everyone's here. We should pay attention to our microphone, to all of these things, so we will be ready to ask a question properly. One last thing. If there was an issue and they did not hear me well, then those friends from the Arvu team will be able to help with the microphone or with the speakers or advise what microphone to buy, and they'll help you in any way they can so that in the lesson we'll have a good lesson. So back to you, Gilad.
Yes,
so today's topic is spiritual progress out of joy.
Yes, this is truly the time has come to talk about this, and not just for women, but for men too. We are in a world of Insof, eternality, filled with the upper light that fills all of reality. And we are only in the feeling that this reality is empty and that there's nothing in it other than just a little bit of that which we discover that we exist in, some space, some thing that's filled with a little bit of little things. But in truth, we don't appreciate our world so much. Everything seems concealed, as we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah. Everything is concealed. And we need to come to a state in which everything will be revealed. The difference between being concealed and revealed is only in us and in no one else. I don't need to draw the creator to bring lights, planets and stars to shine on my life. I don't need to raise myself to some firmament somewhere or any of that. I just need one thing. To convince myself that already now I am in the world of Ein Sof, filled with the light of Ein Sof, filled with pleasures, and that there is nothing lacking other than my attitude, where if I truly relate to the world in such a way, I discover that all these things really exist in the world. This is considered that I raise myself to faith above reason, with joy, with connection, with support, with everything possible. And this is how we come to a state in which we come to a world that is all good. And then we see that nothing changed, except for my attitude towards it, my perception only. As prior to that, I saw a world that was all black. Because anyone who negates does so in his own flaws. And when I corrected my attitude towards the world, and this is not psychology, don't get confused with all that you're told by psychologists and all kinds of so-called spiritual people. But above reason, if I raise myself there, in a state in which I do want to accept this world as one that is all good, that does good, and is filled with the upper light from the Creator, and I want to see Him this way, in a way that He truly is this way. That's how He is. And it's not that I'm lying to myself, or that I'm seemingly convincing myself that it's that way. No. But in truth, really, really, I am raising myself from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. And then I see the world in the quality of bestowal, and not in the quality of reception. And then the world appears as all good. And I see that everyone is good, and there's no bad in the world. And anyone who disqualifies does so with his own flaws. And if there's a shattering, I see that around me. And if I corrected myself, I see the world as good, corrected. That is, it all depends on my inner observation of it. Only that. This is what we need to learn how to do. And the approach to this, the most correct way to do so, is through joy. That's why it's written, serve the Lord with gladness. For if you relate to the Creator and to the world that He created and none else besides Him, it's all from Him. If you relate to this with joy as a good thing, where you're not cursing the Creator, then you are approaching a state that is truly good. And this is considered that you want to raise from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina, to faith, which is the degree of Bina, above reason, which is the degree of Malchut. Questions? Friends, women, ladies, please, let's start with info.
יש לנו שאלה ראשונה כזאת.
We have the first question as follows. How to convince myself that I'm in En Sof, in a world full of pleasures, when the Creator has given me strikes in this world, strikes to the desire to receive, that's showing me how weak I am.
It's not that the Creator is giving blows, but He is giving the good relations. However, I, because I am in place of faith, in place of being in the force of bestowal, I'm in the force of reception. Hence, I see His attitude towards me through all kinds of people. I see His attitude towards me as bad. It's me who corrupts this along the way. I corrupt it on the way. And there's nothing to do about it. But to depict myself that I need to make all the efforts to discover the Creator as the good operator. Because there is no bad in the world. There cannot be bad in the world. There cannot be. Because there's none else besides Him. And He is good that does good. And if it appears to me that there's bad in the world, it's simply because this is how I inside am corrupted.
This means that there's nothing to change in this world, nothing to change, only our attitude and...
Excellent, exactly that way. It's just that each and every one of us needs to correct his perception, his attitude towards reality. And then he will see, just as we learn in the perception of reality, that there is no bad. That it is all good only.
Eilat.
Hello, Rav. Today in the lesson, you mentioned that the net of relationship between us is already prepared, and it's felt how the world is dependent on us. What is missing in our work to connect to this network of connection?
You're missing to be as a group that works on that system of connection, where you'll discover between you that network of connection. That's it. And then you will start to see in this network a new world, in this web.
Bogota.
Rab, buen día. Rab, tenemos una pregunta.
Good day, Rab. We have a question. To change the perception of reality, we need to change it in a private way or within the ten?
No, we need to try and do this in the ten. We need to make an effort to define such connections and relations in the ten, such that we are in a connection between us that is good, that does good, each to the others. What Rabash writes about the ten. Today we are in a world where women are like men. They can be ready for all jobs, they receive the same rights. There, it's everything like men. Why do you not want to participate in our work of connection? How could it be that 70% of the world's population is women, and all of a sudden 70% of the human beings will not participate in connection? How could such a thing be? I still don't feel how you understand how important this is, and everything depends on this.
Chile. Chile.
Hola, Rab. Tengo una confusión.
Hello, Rab. I'm a little bit confused about the joy. I always felt that through the means of pain and prayer that is coming from the heart, the joy is helping me to ask and to rise above.
That is a lie. It's a falsehood and the wrong approach. Because if we're in a world that is all managed by the good creator, how could it be that there is bad in the world? But rather, in accordance with the perception of reality, we learn. Find in our archive what's written about the perception of reality. Yes? We learn that I feel the world the way I feel. Anyone who disqualifies does so with his own flaws. And that's why it seems to me like the whole world is bad, because this is my qualities and that's how I see it. I don't see it, I see myself. And then that's what we need to correct.
Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте, учитель. Вы вот в начале урока сказали, что я должна.
Hello, Rav. In the beginning of the lesson, you said that I need to convince myself that I'm in the world of Ein Sof. One of the friends said once that Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, is when I go out to the street and everyone's my friend. How can we depict this final state that we need to aspire to? How do we correct this perception of reality between us towards the Creator?
If I were to correct myself, I would see everyone being in the end of correction. You need to understand that. That it all depends on me, how I correct myself. But in order for me to correct myself, I need to address everyone and to try to convince everyone that they need all of them to correct themselves. Why? Because everything that occurs outside of me is a copy, a reflection of me upon everyone. I don't see everyone. I see here, let's say, 8 billion people, which are all parts of me. They're my parts. And who am I? I am Adam Rishon. And they are all parts of me. And that's how each and every one of us can think. But this means that I must be responsible for the correction of the whole world. So I can turn to them and convince them that they need to correct themselves on one hand. That's an external correction. And the other correction is that I myself correct myself relative to the world, where I must be good to everyone. But until I correct myself internally and externally, where I will see that they are all corrected, then there's no correction for the world and there's no end of correction.
Meaning that when we feel that this state exists, this force, we feel it, or when I have criticism towards the friends or towards the world, is this the place that I need to raise a prayer to correct? Yes.
Yes, and with that, we're done.
Buonasera, Rav. Questa gioia di cui si parla è la gioia materiale, proprio quella che sentiamo nelle emozioni?
The joy that he's talking about, is it corporeal joy that we feel in our feelings?
Yes, yes, we need to simply be in joy because there is one creator and he's managing the world and the world is truly good and everything is good, only I don't see that it's good. And in truth, what I see is the truth because I see about the good world, I see my attitude towards everyone, that my attitude is bad, and it's depicting for me the bad world. Where I see the bad, something that's not arranged, something that's not perfect in the world, that is where I see my flaws, my evil inclination, and there what I need to correct. Until I see a world that is completely good.
Lo shomea.
I can't hear you.
No listen.
Can't hear.
Ma kore lahem?
What's going on with them?
Tov. Az nazov.
All right, then we'll leave there. If so, then...
Здравствуйте, Рав, все подруги.
Hello, Rav, and all the friends. My question is this. I feel very bad when my friends are getting further away from society, from the 10, that they disconnect. Even though that in the 10 we keep the connection, there's still a feeling of like a mother that her child is sick. How to be in joy in such a state? How to deal with it?
First, you need to thank the Creator for giving you such an attitude where you're caring for the 10 and wanting everyone to connect, and for this concern to be a truly great concern. The Creator doesn't give this to each and every one, you can see. And the fact that He's giving it to you, it's a true gift. And you need to try in a rational, nice way to use that force which you receive to enter the group. And this is how you will feel. This is your destiny. It could be that you're uniquely the only one like that in the world. So what? You start relate to the world that you're entering every day, explain to everyone what to do, and how to connect, how to bring everyone closer, to be like a mother for all of reality, for all of the world. Why not? If there'll be more like that, even better. Meaning each of us needs to see what the Creator gives him and not be ashamed of it, just try to be patient with all those things. I'm telling you because I too feel that way and there's no choice. And I'm not the best in dissemination and explanation, and I'm missing patience and nerves, but I do it as much as I'm capable. What to do? That's why you shouldn't get annoyed and angered at others, but with patience, continue caring.
Poland.
Добрый день, Рав. Сейчас
время
в связи с этим, с этой пандемией.
Now it's a special time, and
вообще разучились радоваться.
In this pandemic era,
что
everyone's in anxiety. People don't know what is joy anymore. How do we explain to people that the more you will find more reasons to be joyful, that's how there will be more joy? How to explain it so that they will understand?
How to explain to people, that I don't know. But what you're saying is very nice and right. We need to awaken people to look at the world as all good. And the pandemic is in order for us to correct ourselves. This is being, we're being shown where we're not okay.
Info.
Thank you. Dear Rav, a question from Kiev. What is spiritual joy and how do we distinguish between that and egoistical joy?
Spiritual joy is where I'm happy that I'm in the world of the Creator, the good that does good, and that there's none else besides Him, and only He rules and arranges everything in life. And that's why I can't be unsatisfied. Even for myself, I can be unsatisfied. Just like Bala Sulam writes, where he says that even if he's thinking about himself, there's none else besides him in the article, Shamati, that even though it appears to him that it's he himself is not wanting to do something, he's also making a great mistake and a great transgression because he thinks that there's someone else that can enter and carry out any form of action, any form of thought, connection, deed other than the Creator. This is that same article, there's none else besides him. It obligates us to relate to creation in such a way.
So really joy is spiritual joy drives from the internal correction that you just spoke of, that I treat the entire world as good and I treat my attitude towards the reality.
Yes, and also from us not seeing the world, but seeing ourselves. I'm seeing my internality.
Moscow 1.
Добрый вечер. Вопрос подруги.
Good evening.
Зло в мире мне.
A question from a friend in the tent.
Это я по отрывкам из.
The bad that I see in the world, is the shell drawing it for me?
Yes, yes, yes. Да.
Как она? Шила яфа.
Nice question. She received the answer immediately, and that's it.
За давар тов.
That's a good thing.
Зихрон эсер.
Zichron 10.
Shalom Rav, ani k'tzat
mudak. Hello Rav, I'm a little bit concerned, worried. I'm just happy. I see this pandemic and I see it in a very happy, joyful way. I'm happy it exists. I'm worried that I'm so excited about what's happening. It's a little worrying me. And I feel like the Creator is just leading me to good things. Is there a place to be worried?
There is no room for concern. I'm with you too. We'll be happy together with what's happening.
Netanya.
Good evening, Rav. Our reality today doesn't depict and is so beautiful in the corporeal world. Is it right to play joy inside the tent, to act?
Yes, it is right to act out joy inside the tent. Yes, and also to advertise to the world, as the whole world also needs to be in joy. Because all together we're going under the care, even you could say intensive care, by the upper force that wants to correct us. And what we've done in our world during the last several hundreds of years, we need to now correct.
What's happening, Rav, when there's a friend who has corporeal problems and I feel very uncomfortable to project joy out of the understanding
that don't broadcast that joy that she doesn't understand to her. We're saying that we need to be in joy, and that's what's happening. And whoever is not in joy is a heretic to the Creator as the good that does good. Mac 4.
Hello, Rav. A question from the 10. About the first excerpt, how do we need to prepare ourselves to work the Creator with joy?
Talk between you about what we're talking right now, that all together we're in a world that is good, that does good. And about the Creator, that it's good, that does good. And that's how He created the world. Therefore, the fact that we don't feel that we are in a good state is because we are corrupted. Let's correct ourselves and we will feel the corrected world. All in all, it all depends on us. And it won't help us if we sit and cry and curse the Creator for creating a bad world. We need to correct ourselves in order to see the world in the correct manner. PT 39.
When we will achieve bestowal, we will not see any bad. But how now do we reach the state of joy in the work?
So we need to reach bestowal. You have friends. Try in your tent to reach bestow, and then you will see how the world becomes good. And the world will not change. You will change.
Almata,
is it okay now?
Yes.
A question from a friend that her mic doesn't work. How can we explain to people that the connection will save us from the coronavirus if we see that also Kabbalists die and get sick?
It's always been that way throughout history, where Kabbalists were not more inoculated than other people. Nevertheless, we need to explain that the whole connection between us is what we need in order to correct the pandemic. And at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, Baal HaSulam writes there that all the blows truly start actually from the best of us. And certainly if some problem comes, it starts with the good ones, the ones that are close to the Creator. Why don't we read more?
We are on excerpt number 1 from Rabash concerning Yenika, nursing, and Ibur, impregnation. It was said about this, serve the Lord with gladness. That is, the joy should come to a person from serving the Creator. However, if he is serving without joy, it is for lack of faith in the greatness and importance of the King. Otherwise, there must be joy and elation without any preparation for it. Meaning, he does not need to see that he will enjoy the work, but needs to see that he prepares himself to know whom he is serving and what is his importance. The joy is the result.
Do you hear? Read it again.
Again, excerpt number 1. It is said about this, serve the Lord with gladness. That is, the joy should come to a person from serving the Creator. However, if he is serving without joy, it is for lack of faith in the greatness and importance of the King. Otherwise, there must be joy and elation without any preparation for it. Meaning, he does not need to see that he will enjoy the work, but needs to see that he prepares himself to know whom he is serving and what is his importance. The joy is the result.
No, Mach 1.
Добрый день. Вопрос. Как сочетать?
A question.
И в то же время оставаться в радости.
How do we keep the incarnation of realization of evil and keep the joy?
Everyone is in shattering. Everyone's in corrupted kelim. But if the Creator reveals to me how corrupted I am and how I can by this correct myself, that I'm in joy already, that I have a connection with the goal, and I can come to correction, then I will connect with the Creator and come to truly high states, to the spiritual world with the Creator. Women info.
A question from Israel. The world is in a critical state and we have enormous responsibility. Along with the efforts that we're making in dissemination and in society, there's a lot of difficulties. How do we work with this in joy?
From responsibility, from coming to a state in which we are serving the upper force. Especially women can understand me more than men. Because a woman that is connected to a great manager, to a great man, she receives from this support, confidence, responsibility, importance. This is actually a matter of a closer state to women than it is to men. So take this and transfer this example to men, because they don't have such a thing. But in the nature of a woman, there is a willingness to serve the man, to serve someone who is greater and someone that she respects. At which point you can do very big work in correction. And women should not think that correction is on the men to do. And a woman not? Who will correct the woman? Tell me. Who will correct 60% or more that we have of population of women towards men? Who will do that? What do you think, that they don't need correction? I'm sorry to say that you need correction no less than men do. No less than men. Therefore, it's not just like that, that we see in our times, men and women are truly in the same job, same commitments, same ways of life, and there is no difference between a man and a woman. So please, you cannot take what's good for you and to say, I'm a woman, and what's not good to say, I'm like a man. But truly receive all of life independently as it suits our generation, our times. Hence, you have no differences between you and men. What we learn, the men, also a woman needs to go through, but mainly she needs to correct themselves and do dissemination. I see that now immediately everything is lit up. You see how that happens? Well, let's start with
Latin 5.
The middle, Latin 5.
Rav, ¿cómo nos transmitimos este estado de alegría?
How do we transmit this sensation of joy and maintain it in the tent?
לא להיות עצובות ובוכות ומקלקלות את המצב, כי בזה אתם מקלקלים את הבורא, חס ושלום.
Don't be sad, because this is how you corrupt the Creator, God forbid.
Brazil.
לא שומעים כלום.
And hear anything.
Bulgaria,
moving on.
Bulgaria. Lo shonim. Ma kore?
We can't hear. What's going on?
Ani lo yodea ma kore lahem.
I don't know what's going on with them.
Я волнуюсь.
Hello, sorry. I'm so excited. I have a question. The end of the action is with the thought. Can we do the thought ourselves in the ten?
Both alone and later also connecting to the ten.
Peter,
who didn't we have yet? Peter 1.
Peter 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Радость это
Hello, Творца. Как же joy is, does it show that, does it, it means that we're working in the Creator's work. How do we measure that it's the right joy?
If I serve the Creator correctly, I feel the joy. He gives me the joy. I receive it from Him.
Woman unity. Unity.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, подруги. Рав, скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello, Рав. Hello, friends. Рав, tell me, please.
a state in which there are no desires. You're jealous of everyone, even people that are far away from wisdom of Kabbalah, but they at least have some small desire in life. How to be enjoying this state?
You receive that too from the Creator, so that you will start to appreciate time and the states that are happening to you. Yes, if later a time of desire for spirituality will come, you will be enjoy and use this time in the most beneficial way. What do we have here?
No, Makfo.
Dear teacher, you said that we are many women, and in the men's lesson, we are hidden. How do we help the men during the lesson? Maybe to ask for them, or do we need to focus on what's happening in the lesson?
Both those are important. I can't say what intention is more beneficial. But it would be best if you hear the lesson and also think of the connection of the whole world Kli together with the lesson.
German 2.
We don't hear.
Mikro ist aus. Mikro ist aus, Angela.
No.
Well?
Mikro ist aus, Angela.
Yes. Sie sagten vorhin, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, dass Zerbrechen sei mangelnde Kommunikation. Ist in unserem jetzigen Stadium die Kommunikation optimal, wenn der ganze Zehner sie als permanent gebrochen wahrnimmt und Freude am gemeinsamen Gebet und am Vertrauen der Freundin in den Schöpfer empfindet?
You said before, if I understood correctly, that the shattering is the lack of communication. Is it that in our state right now, communication is optimal and the entire ten is feeling the shattering and the desire to pray?
Yes, we are in a very suitable state for correction.
Woman Italy.
Salve Rav, l'unico momento in cui sono riuscita a provare veramente gioia è stato quando sono riuscita ad andare completamente sopra la ragione. Come faccio a restare costantemente sopra la ragione? Grazie.
The only moment that I felt true joy is when I managed to be above reason. How can I be there in a constant way?
I shouldn't think that I want to be there permanently, but rather that I want to be in bestowal and in joy. And then from that, I will come to the degree of faith above reason. Okay. Good. Where else, Gilad? Read.
Excerpt number 2 from Zohar for All. In another hall, a palace, there is Yocheved, the mother of Moses, the faithful prophet, and several thousands and tens of thousands with her. There are no declarations at all in that hall. Rather, three times a day, she thanks and praises the Master of the world, she and all those women with her. They sing the singing of the sea each day, and she alone begins from the verse, and Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women came out after her with timbrels and in dancing. All those righteous in the Garden of Eden listened to the sound of her tunes, and several holy angels thank and praise the holy name with her.
I am surprised with people who can take such a verse from the Zohar and to put it into the lesson. What was a person thinking? Or who thought, those who checked this text and examined it? What kind of foolish people do we have? I am ashamed. How can I work with that? Just to say that there's a hall of Yocheved, and there's a woman, the mother of Moses. Well, so what? Rabash's wife was Yocheved also. That was her name. Safta Yocheved, Grandma Yocheved. Next, number three.
Excerpt number three.
I'm asking you too, the women in our info group, are you checking these texts before the lesson? I wouldn't have put that piece there, that excerpt into the lesson. I'm saying this to everyone. We all need to learn how to prepare a lesson. Yes.
Excerpt number three. Divinity is present only in a whole place, and not in a deficient place, or a flawed place, or a place of sadness, but in a proper place, a place of joy.
Yes, the Shekhinah is called the place of the revelation of the Creator. He is only revealed in a place where everyone is corrected, and the correct correction for the souls is the state of joy.
UK. Woman UK.
Hello, Rav. A question from R10. In what form should our dissemination take to infect the nation of the world with joy? Because recently we see responses from the nation being impressed by positive messages that instill confidence, sharing subject about the power of thoughts.
Repeat, please.
In what form should our dissemination take to infect the nation of the world with joy? We recently get responses from the nation being impressed with the subject about the power of thoughts.
I didn't understand the translation. I'm sorry.
Ken.
We hear you, yes. Okay, so the force of the thought is a part, and joy is a part as well. If we explain to everyone that we are operating under one force, which is called nature, which brings us only through a good thing, through our development, our evolution, then by that we can convince people to see our development in the right way. And for us, especially now, as we're in a process, a hastened process for correction, it's very important for us to explain to people how we would want to feel reality as it is to our benefit, by us truly inverting reality to our benefit. Okay? Where else, Gilad, reasoning?
Excerpt number 4 from Bala Sulam Shemati, article number 42. However, those who want to walk in the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he is really working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted bringing contentment to his Maker. And if he feels that his work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad because for himself, he says that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should give him joy.
Are
there any questions about that? Well, I already asked everyone except
PT 17.
Hello, dear Rav. I hear also in the excerpts and in the answers that the joy is from bottom up. Is there a root for joy?
Of course, because if I identify with the Creator, then the feeling inside my desires is called joy. Yes? That is what we refer to as joy. PT 6.
Rav,
you said that we can ask only about the last excerpt. Is it okay to ask about something from before?
Well,
this week in the writers' meeting, you said that whoever is working in dissemination and connection is not going to get hurt. So how does this settle with you saying today that the first who will get hurt are the ones most close to the Creator?
Both things are correct. We can see this from our written verses. First of all, one who is the messenger of a mitzvah is not harmed. And secondly, and this has nothing to do with the messenger of a harm, of a message, of a holy thing, but when a blow comes to the world, those who are closest to the Creator receive more blows. Because they're actually the responsible ones for these blows to come to the world. As they have not participated correctly with the correction of the world. There is a whole system related to this. You can't hear some sentence and then start to bring your complaints. It's childish.
PT 9.
Shalom, Kvod Rav.
Hello, dear Rav. My question is from a friend who's asking how to create joy when the corporeal state is hard. Yes, there is very strong faith in the work of the Creator, but it's hard to be in joy. Also, according to everything we hear from you.
I understand. We don't have time. We can strengthen ourselves in the group, and through the connection in the group, we need to sustain each and every one to truly have, nevertheless, a reason to be happy, a reason to be joyous. And people can truly live in great diminution and restriction, and with that find a place for being joyous. PT 18.
Rav, the more we want to connect, I feel that our body is going through a change. I feel that the more we want to connect, the Creator is like shutting us out of ourselves.
Excellent, excellent. Why do you think it's not right? Why it's not good? Why do you decide that the result needs to be different from connection? Yes.
I want to connect, and the Creator is shutting me, like closing me in a prison that I can't come out of.
Right. And you'll make even more efforts to connect, and He will close you up even more, and more efforts to connect, and He'll close you up even more, until everything explodes and you connect and reveal the Creator. A little bit more patience.
Yes,
we know each other for many, many years, so a little longer.
Will it happen?
Be healthy, be well, and it'll be good. You'll see. Soon you'll have joy.
Rehovot.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. I'm asking for a friend who's asking, can we, through the feeling of joy with the work of the Creator, to feel sad about a close person's disease and what's happening in the world?
No, we're not allowed to confuse our relatives, the distant relatives, the world, me. No, we only work on the connection and faith that it's the Creator is the one that's managing everything. Therefore, it's a great commandment to always be in joy. Always, no matter what's happening with us, we need to keep ourselves always in happiness. And I understand that it's very difficult, but if we try in this, we succeed greatly in spiritual advancement. That's why today we talked about this especially.
Info.
Rav Yakar,
dear Rav, a question from Moscow. We all feel right now that we're working in a new level on our connection. What is our mission for the entire Bnei Baruch group to make the best usage of this time for correction?
Only for us all to be connected together in the morning lesson, not necessarily in the morning lesson in those hours, but in more convenient hours for women. But hear the morning lesson as much as you can. Read the Rabash articles about the society. There's a collection, a special collection of all his articles. That's two. And three is to be in joy, which is a must for everyone and permanently, to be healthy, to be happy, to be connected to everyone and to the morning lesson. And permit me to hug you all of you together. And I want to give you my warmth, the warmth of my heart. Be well, happy, and may only good be in your families. Thank you very much. So long next week. God willing. All the best.
Thank you, Rav. We have a message from Info, and we will continue.
First of all, dear friends, we would like to thank all the friends. We received today tens and tens of questions from all over the world. It's so emotional. It's such an important topic. We're all holding each other. We'll try to listen to this lesson again because there were so many treasures in it, and to connect to this warm heart, to this warm hug that the Rav is caressing us. There was a question for Rav, but maybe it's not relevant anymore. I don't know if Rav is there. So we're moving to the next session. It's about moving to the next session.
I hear you, Norma.
In the last lessons, during our meetings after your lesson, we're doing scrutinizing as the women's kli inwards and also outwards towards dissemination. This time our topic is the family, and we wanted to ask what can cause a woman to do her job in her family with joy.
The family is also a part of the general kli that the Creator created. And to the extent in which a woman tries to sustain this kli, and it's mostly upon the woman. The woman is called home. That's, so accordingly, she cares for this and by this corrects the world as well. Meaning women altogether relative to men or contradicted to men, women by existing in our world They keep the correction, even though they don't know what they're doing, because a woman is a beneficial part, the essential part of reality relative to a man. A man is, if he doesn't take on the force of correction, the group, the care for it, he destroys the world. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is meant first for the men, because that's the revelation of evil in its full manner in reality. And the woman is always, nevertheless, inclined towards connection and good, and she doesn't corrupt the world. That's why we are, Kabbalists actually respect the women greatly as a unique, essential, beneficial part of the human society. And men need a very big correction. Let's help them advance somewhat to that. Thank you. Again, a hug and goodbye.
So we march on together.